We're holding just a few days before Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah, so I thought maybe we'd give a series of shiurim on topics related to Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Sefer Torah, of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and how the two might be connected. So let's talk today about Ksiva Sefer Torah, and we'll see how it's going to lead us into other issues as well. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the last of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's found in Parshas Vayelech, the end of Parshas Vayelech. The pasuk says, "V'yata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiim." Write shira hazos and put it, teach it to b'nei Yisrael, put it in their mouths. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis derives from this pasuk that there's a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. Sefer Achinuch has this in his Tariag mitzvahs. The Rambam has it as well. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. The Minchas Chinuch, right there in Mitzvah Taryag, the very final mitzvah, raises a very interesting question about this mitzvah. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Is the mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah, the mitzvah fulfilled through the Maisa Ksiva? Or is the mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah in one's possession? Presumably to have the Sefer Torah in one's possession that would enable the person to learn Torah. Is there a connection between the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? That the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have a Sefer Torah so that you'll be able to learn from it? Or is the mitzvah, the Maisa Ksiva B'Alma, the writing of the Sefer Torah? L'chora, this question should depend on the different parts of the pasuk. If you look at the beginning of the pasuk, V'yata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, sounds like the mitzvah is what? The Ksiva, kisvu lachem, the mitzvah is fulfilled through the Ksiva B'Alma. But V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam, the last part of the pasuk, seems to be saying that the ikur of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to be melamed b'nei Yisrael es ha-Torah. That the goal of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have a Sefer Torah so that you can learn from it. So this question as to what the nature of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is seems to be focused on the different parts of the pasuk, and which part of the pasuk should you emphasize? Should we say that the first part of the pasuk is the key? Maybe ultimately the goal is to enable the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah is fulfilled through the ksiva. Or should I say no? The goal defines the mitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah is simply to have a Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from it, so that is the mitzvah. It's not necessarily fulfilled through the ksiva, but rather through the owning of the Sefer Torah. So, it's interesting, we find in the Rishonim different hints, different lashonos, which seem to indicate that they take one of these two approaches. The Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin Alocha Aleph writes, Mitzvah Zaseh Kol Ish V'Ish Mi'Yisrael Lichtov Lo Sefer Torah. The Rambam says that every member of Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Shenem Aviyata Kisu Lachem Es Hashira. Notice, he doesn't even mention the second part of the pasuk. He only mentions the first part. Kolomar Kisu Lachem Torah Sheyesh B'Shira Zu. L'Vishen Kosen Es HaTorah Parashas Parashas. We don't write the Torah in just Parashas Parashas. We write a whole unit. So Hazinu, which is really what the Pasuk is referring to when it says Hashira Hazos, you can't just write Hazinu to the exclusion of the rest of the Torah. So Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos means you gotta write the rest of the Torah together with this parsha. Afal pi sheinichlo avos of Sefer Torah, says the Rambam, mitzvah lichlo mishalo. Even if you have an other Sefer Torah that you inherited, there's still a mitzvah lichlo mishalo. Again, mitzvah lichlo mishalo. Vim kosvo biyado, and if he writes it with his own hand even, hareu keilu kibla mehar sinai. The focus seems to be ksiva. He should write. If he doesn't know, he gets someone else to write. The key is to get the Sefer Torah written. To write the Sefer Torah l'chatchila. If a person can't do it himself, he gets other people to write it. The Rambam seems to focus on the fact that the mitzvah revolves around the ksiva itself. Sefer HaChinuch has a slightly different lashon. Sefer HaChinuch there in Mitzvah Tavrei Shud Gimel writes, this is in the packet on page 6. Shenitztavinu lios l'chol ish mi'Yisrael Sefer Torah. Sefer HaChinuch writes, what's the mitzvah? Nitztavinu lios l'chol ish mi'Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael should have a Sefer Torah. Im kosvo biyado harei ze meshubach. The Chinuch writes that if a person wrote the Sefer Torah, it's noch best, it's even better, but what's the ikka mitzvah? The Chinuch seems to say that the ikka mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah. To have a Sefer Torah? V'yalzen nemar v'yata kisvu lachem es hashira zos v'lamdes v'nei Yisrael klomar kisvu lachem Torah sheyesh b'shira zos. But the beginning of the chinuch shenistavino lios l'chol ish mi Yisrael sefer Torah sounds like the mitzvah is lios sefer Torah, not lichtov sefer Torah, but to have a sefer Torah. This is even further developed by the Rosh. There's a very famous Rosh at the beginning of Hilchas Sefer Torah. At the end of Mesechta Menachos, there are different Mesechtos Ketanos, Hilchas Tzitzis, and Hilchas Tfilin, and different Mesechtos Ketanos. So there's a Hilchas Sefer Torah also. So Hilchas Sefer Torah, Simen Aleph, the very first Simen in the Rosh. The Rosh writes, the Rosh is Sakash. Rashi says, why is it that people are not machmir b'zman hazeh to be mekayim in this mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah? We don't see people running around. So now we do see more and more. People try to write an osin a sefer Torah. There's a whole discussion that the achronim have. Can you fulfill the mitzvah b'shutfus? So apparently we assume you can. It's very expensive to write a sefer Torah oneself, to commission it by oneself. So that's why we combine. We join together. We have a sofer write most of the sefer Torah. And then members from the community come and they fill in the osios at the end. So we're assuming that you can be osin b'shutfus. But the Rosh was troubled. They didn't have that minhag even in his time. So why not? Why are we not fulfilling this mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The last one. Right? That's the last one. At least the last one we should do. Why don't we fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the Rosh says, the reason might be that if you understand the nature of the mitzvah, b'zman hazeh the mitzvah changes. Ve'omar ani devada mitzvah gedola hi lichtov Sefer Torah. Certainly a very important mitzvah. And Kosov, a Rambam, skipping a little bit, the mitzvah say he lechalish Yisroel lichtov sefer Torah la'atz v'shnama v'yata kisul lachem es hashira zos kolomar kisul lachem sefer Torah sheyesh b'shira, etc. Ha'idna says the Rosh shekosin sefer Torah u'menichan osu b'vot eknesios likros bo barabim, but because now we have sefer Torah that we give to shuls to be mekayim kriyas haTorah with them. Mitzvah say he al kolish mi Yisrael asher yodam aseges lichtov chumshe haTorah u'mishna u'gemara u'perusheihem lahagos bahen hu uvanov. Says the Rosh, b'zman hazeh that we write the Sefer Torah, but we don't keep the Sefer Torah at home. Those are not the objects of our limud haTorah. We're not learning from the Sefer Torah. We learn from chumashim and from mishnayis and from gemaras and from rishonim and achronim, the perushim of the gemaras. So says the Rosh, the mitzvah is to buy svarim. To buy svarim. Says the Rosh, ki mitzvahs ksivas haTorah hi lilmod ba. Kedechsiv v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. He focuses on the second half of the pasuk. The ikar is v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam. The ikar is to learn Torah from the sefer that you write. Ve'al yidei ha-gemara v'ha-perush yeda perush ha-mitzvahs v'ha-dinim al buryam. So the purpose of the Gemara, the purpose of the Perushim, is to give you an understanding of the mitzvah. It says the Rosh, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to create the Perushim that you'll be able to learn Torah with. To have the Svarim that you'll be able to learn Torah with. At the time of the Gemara, at some earlier times that they used to use the Sefer Torah themselves to teach, so then you had to write a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. But says the Rosh, but someone said, we don't do that. We don't learn from Sefer Torah. We learn from Chamisha Chumshi Torah, from Mishnayos and Gemaras and Perushim. So for us, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write these other Perushim, or maybe even to buy these other Perushim, these other Svarim, because the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah has changed. The Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, in Simen Ayin Reish, suggests that he thinks that the Rosh doesn't mean to change the mitzvah, but rather to add on to the mitzvah. The Rosh holds, in addition to writing a Sefer Torah, one should write these other Svarim as well, or buy these other Svarim. But Gedolei HaPosk, Gedolei Achron, the Prisha, the Shach holds the Prisha as well, the Shach in Yeredeya, in Ayin Reish, in Sivkot and Hay, Shach says that according to the Rosh, the mitzvah has changed. The mitzvah really hasn't changed. The application of the mitzvah has changed. The Rosh always understood the mitzvah was to have something to enable the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The question is, what's that object? If Bizman has said, we're learning from Svarim, we're not learning from Sefer Torah, so says the Rosh, the way that you fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is by writing other Svarim, or by buying other Svarim, so that you'll have those Svarim in your home, and you'll be able to learn Torah appropriately. This is the position of the Rosh, like the Chinuch, who focuses on the second part of the puzzle, Lamdes B'nei Yisrael, Sima B'fiyim, and not the first part. Yes, V'yata Kisul Lachem Es Hashira Azos is very important, but it's in order of Alamdas V'nei Yisrael Sima B'fim. It's in order to enable Talmud Torah. So if Bizman Hazeh, we learn from other types of Svarim, so then the mitzvah is different. The mitzvah is fulfilled if a person has these other Svarim, either if you write the Svarim or if you buy the Svarim. So this is the basic Machlokas Rishonim that exist regarding the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. How does one fulfill the mitzvah? Is it through the writing? It's specifically through the writing, V'yad HaKisul HaChemes HaShira HaZos? Or should we say, no, the writing is just enabling something else. The real key is that you have to own the Sefer Torah. You have to have Sefer Torah in your possession so that you can learn appropriately. The first nafkamina between these two approaches is, if Bizman HaZeh, we're not learning from Sefer Torah, is there still a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah? Or should we say, no, there's a chiyuv to write whatever svarim you need in order to learn Torah appropriately. So if we're learning from other svarim, maybe the mitzvah changes in some way the application of the mitzvah, or the fulfillment of the mitzvah, I should say, changes, because now the object of our Talmud Torah is different. So Bizman HaZeh, maybe the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah focuses on svarim, not on Sefer Torah, but on other svarim. Yes,
go ahead. There's still the etzem of mitzvah of ksiva, just that happens to be nowadays that we bench not the way we do.
So the way that the Beis Yosef understood the Rosh, there really are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, but there's also a mitzvah to have whatever svarim you need to learn Torah appropriately. But the way the Shach is saying, the whole mitzvah is to have is to be able to learn, I should say. So if it's to be able to learn, then according to the Rosh, the mitzvah is not to write any svarim. The mitzvah is really to have the svarim. So if I buy the svarim, there should be enough also. We'll have to talk about some of those in yonder. But according to the Rosh, the impression you get is that the mitzvah is exclusively to enable, to do whatever you need to do to facilitate Talmud Torah. So if I do that by buying other svarim, then I fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Kedasu Kedin, without writing a Sefer Torah at all during my whole lifetime. Yes?
You should say that the Rambam's din still applies, because that idea that you should, maybe the idea of the Gemara would be that you have to be Kona, you have to be Ksiva, your own Torah. That you can't be your Yorishit from your father.
So we'll have to talk about that, right? Right. Maybe you have to do something active, you're saying?
Yeah.
But you have to write. Okay, we'll talk about that detail. That's very important. Right. There are some who want to say that maybe the chinuch holds that there really are two levels. Maybe it's a tzvei dinim of sorts, both ksiva and the owning. I just want to keep it simple over here. And let's keep it simple, and we'll see as time goes on, we'll develop this notion at greater length, in greater depth. So some ask Akasha on the Rosh. The Rosh seems to be saying that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. Now, why should he say that? If the Pasuk says, V'yata kesula chemes hashira hazos, so the Pasuk says you have to write the Sefer Torah. The Rosh seems to be darshin on time of the Krah. He seems to be doresh time of the Krah. The time of the Krah is v'lamdes v'nei yisrael sima b'fiyam. The purpose of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to be able to learn Torah. So he's saying, oh, the mitzvah is now defined, the parameters of the mitzvah are defined by the time of the Krah. Now, we know that generally we're not darshin on time of the Krah. There's a machlokas tanaim in the Gemara and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, whether we're darshin on time of the Krah. And we paskin that we're not darshin on time of the Krah. The pasuk says, well, sachbol beged almana, when it's not supposed to take a mashkon from an almana, from a widow, because we're afraid that maybe the widow is going to have to come back and forth to the malva's property. Because if she's a widow and she's poor, so then if he takes a mashkon of something that she has to sleep with at night, so then he takes it by day but gives it to her back at night. And if he takes something that she needs by day, so then he takes it at night and she gives it back by day. So she's constantly becoming in and out of the house of the malva. So the Gemara says, Mesiyah shem ra b'shem oseh. So there's going to be a shem ra. She's going to have a bad name because people are going to think, what's she doing with this guy? What's going on? So there's a machlokas, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, whether this issel l'sachol beged almana applies only to almana aniya or to almana ashira as well. Almana ashira, there's no need for her to go back and forth to the house of the malva because she has plenty of her own, so she can give the mashkin to the malva. The malva can hold on to it. All right, but should I say that this issel was said in all circumstances, or should I say no? There's shina time of the krah. The whole purpose is that you shouldn't be mesiyah shem rab b'shchein osea. So Alman Aniyah were afraid of the Shem Ra, Alman Ashir were not afraid, so by Alman Ashir the whole issue shouldn't apply. Reb Shimon says that we are Darshin in time of the Krah, Reb Yehuda says we're low Darshin in time of the Krah. We paskin that low Darshin in time of the Krah. So the Pella is, how can the Rosh over here say by the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah that Darshin in time of the Krah? We paskin, we're not Darshin in time of the Krah. We don't say that the mitzvah, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the details of the mitzvah are going to be governed by the time of the Krah, even if there is a time. But the time doesn't govern the application of the mitzvah. There's a time. It's important to know what the time of mitzvahs are, to understand what the Chochmah Elokis is. But it doesn't define and determine and limit or expand the application of the mitzvah. So why by Ksiva Sefer Torah does the Rosh feel that it should? Yes?
About the Amana case, we're completely taking away the mitzvah out completely. Like, it no longer exists. But in this case, we're saying it does exist.
So, fakert, even if you'd be taking away the mitzvah completely, what, if you're low dashin at time of the krah, you're saying if you would be dashin at time of the krah, you'd take away the mitzvah
completely, then we wouldn't say that.
Why are you taking it away completely? If you're dashin at time of the krah, then you'll say that by almana ashira,
it doesn't exist,
but by almana aniyah, it does exist. You're not taking away the issa completely.
But
you're not taking away the issa completely.
But by our case, we're never...
You're saying that you don't fulfill the mitzvah by writing a Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. That's not the mitzvah either. The mitzvah has changed. I'm not sure I see the difference. So some of the Achronim suggest that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says normally that lo darshin at time of the krah, there's one exception where he admits darshin at time of the krah. And that's where the tam is mefurish in the krah. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin Adav Chaf Aleph is talking about the halachas of Melech, a Melech Yisrael. So the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim says, V'lo yar b'lo noshim, the melech is not allowed to have too many women. V'lo yosur levava. They shouldn't make his heart stray. So there's a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin there, whether a melech can be marbe noshim, right, more than 18. Can he be marbe noshim, levavach lo yehi mesiros es libo. Let's say he knows that the women are noshim tzidkonios, they're not going to be mesiros as libo, they're not going to cause him to stray, his heart to stray, so is he allowed to be married by Noshim or not? Rabbi Huda says he is. It's mutter. So the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Huda say this, but he is lo darshin at time of the krah? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Huda would admit that since here, the Pasuk says, v'lo yar b'lo Noshim, v'lo yoso levavo, the Pasuk is telling me that v'lo yar b'lo Noshim only applies if they'll be mesiras as libo. If they're not mesiras as libo, then there's no isser. If the tam is mentioned in the Pasuk b'feirush, Rabbi Huda admits that darshin at time of the krah. So lechora, what the Rosh is saying is that's exactly what the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah has as well. The pasuk says atakiv lechem esashir asos, but it also is v'lam des b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyim. So because the Torah mentions the time of the krah b'feirush explicitly in the pasuk, everyone would admit that darshin at time of the krah. Okay. So this is the basic machlokas. We have a Sefer Achinuch and a Rosh on the one hand who seem to say that mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is not the ksiva itself, but rather the owning of the Sefer Torah. Owning the Sefer Torah, having the Sefer Torah in your possession so that you can use it to learn Torah. As opposed to the Rambam, who seems to say that the mitzvah is fulfilled by writing the Sefer Torah. The ksiva, maybe there is a time of the Quran, maybe there is some kind of a time that you're supposed to have the Sefer Torah to be able to learn, but that doesn't govern the mitzvah. The mitzvah really is the ksiva itself. What's a nafkamina? What's the difference whether it's one or the other? So the first nafkamina that many have pointed out is, does a person bedavka have to write? Let's say you can acquire a Sefer Torah through other means, not by writing. Be Yerusha, be Kinyan, if you inherit a Sefer Torah from a parent. Or let's say a person buys a Sefer Torah, can you be yotze the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah in these ways, or do you dafka have to write a Sefer Torah? So each one of these issues, Yerusha and Kinyan, are discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chaf Aleph on the base talks about Yerusha. Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, Aval Pi Shehinichlo Avos of Ladam Sefer Torah Mitzvah Lichlo Mishalom." Shenem Aviata Kesulachem Esashirazos. Rabba says, even if a person inherits a Sefer Torah from his father, his forefathers, his parents, ancestors, Mitzvah Lichlo Mishalom, he's supposed to write a Sefer Torah himself. This is the source. That's what I meant when I mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin derives from Aviata Kesulachem Esashirazos that there's this mitzvah. This is the Gemara. But the Gemara adds another prat, that even if you get Birusha, you get a Sefer Torah Birusha, there's still an obligation to write a Sefer Torah Mishalom. The Minchas Chinuch points out that from this Gemara, from the statement of Rabbi, you get the impression that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is focused on Maisa Ksiva. Without writing the Sefer Torah, you're not going to be Yotze. Because if you could be Yotze by owning the Sefer Torah, so if you got a Birusha, that should be enough. You have a Sefer Torah, you can learn appropriately, so why should you have to write your own? Conversely, the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lamed talks about someone who buys a Sefer Torah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Gidol Amar Rav, Halokeach Sefer Torah Min Hashuk, Echotef Mitzvah Min Hashuk. Rav says that if you buy a Sefer Torah Min Hashuk, buy it in the marketplace, so to speak. They had a marketplace for Sefer Torah. Right? If you commission a sofa, let's say, to not let's say that differently. Not commission the sofa. Someone has a sefer Torah. You're going to buy it from him. You'll buy the sefer Torah from him. It's written already. So Rav says, "Kichotef mitzvah min hashuk." It's like you grab the mitzvah from the shuk. Kosvo malo alava kosvo kilu kiblo mehar sinai. So obviously it's better to write it, it seems, but what's his lashon? Okay, I'll say sefer Torah min hashuk, kichotef mitzvah min hashuk. Did you do a mitzvah? Did you not do a mitzvah? You grabbed the mitzvah min hashuk. What exactly did you do? The Minchas Chinuch is medayek from the lashon kichotef mitzvah min hashuk, that you were mekayim a mitzvah. There is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah min hamuvchar. That's mala olav akosu kilu kibla mehar Sinai. If kosvo, that's certainly better. The mitzvah min hamuvchar is to write it. But says the Minchas Chinuch, kichotef mitzvah min hashuk means you're getting a mitzvah. You're grabbing a mitzvah from the shuk, not the mitzvah min hamuvchar, but some kind of a mitzvah. That's really what Rashi says there. Rashi in Menachas and Aflamid Dibur Masal kichotef, he says u mitzvah avad. Avalikosav have a mitzvah you say ritve. Rashi says clearly if you'd write that's a mitzvah min amucha it's better. But lokeach min ashuk is also a mitzvah. Mitzvah avad, you are doing a mitzvah, it's just not as good as writing. Says Tachapella, according to Rashi, the Gemara Menachas, the Gemara Sanhedrin seem to contradict each other. The Gemara Menachas says that you do fulfill some kind of a mitzvah if your kohen is sefer Torah, lokeach min ashuk. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that if you get a birusha, there's a mitzvah lichta mishalom. So it's a contradiction. If the mitzvah is the ksiva, so then lechora, both Yerusha and Kenyan should not be enough to fulfill the mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah to enable limud, so then both should work. So what kind of a split can we have from the Gemara Menachas to the Gemara in Sanhedrin? What do you think the answer is? Yeah?
Lechora, I think maybe what Adam was saying before, by between Yerusha and Kenyan, that Kenyan you're doing something active.
Good. Okay, good. Before we get this, so one answer you can give is it's a machlokas asugis. It's a machlokas. Maybe Taka Rav would say that if you get it Birusha, you're Yotzei. And Rabba would say that if you're Lokeach Min Ashuk, you're not Yotzei. Right? Maybe it's a machlokas amaroi. You know, we would like to put the sugis together, but maybe the sugis are chalukas. It's unclear how to paskin. Maybe it's a machlokas Rishonim how to paskin. But that's what you could answer. It's a machlokas asugis, and that's it. But Gavriel, based on Adam, Gavriel wants to suggest that maybe it's not a machlokas between two sugis, but rather it's a difference between Yerusha and Kenyan. Yerusha, you're passive, it's Shevi Al Tasa, you're not doing anything active. Maybe the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah does not require, at least according to Rashi, right, it does not require that a person actually write the Sefer Torah. Maybe that's the best way to do the mitzvah, but it does require some kind of active involvement in the procurement of the Sefer Torah. So if a person writes the Sefer Torah, gevaldik. But even if a person doesn't write it, he can buy it and he will be yotzei a mitzvah. Not the best mitzvah, the mitzvah min hamuvchar is certainly to write it. But he will be yotzei some mitzvah. Birusha, if he inherits it passively from his ancestors, so then Rashi will say that he's not yotzei. Both Rav and Rabba agree that if you get it birusha, you're not going to be yotzei, at least according to Rashi. You're not going to be yotze because then you're only passive. You're not doing anything active. And the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah requires that a person possess, a person own the sefer Torah or gain ownership, acquire the sefer Torah through some active mechanism. The Rama in Yerideya has a slightly different approach than Rashi, or so it would seem. The Rama in Yerideya says that if someone is calling the sefer Torah, he's not yotze whatsoever. If he wasn't magi, he didn't change the sefer Torah at all. He just bought it. What does the Rama add on to the Gemara? He says explicitly that you're not yotze, as opposed to Rashi, who said mitzvah avad, you are yotze, some kind of a mitzvah. The Rama clearly says that you're not going to be yotze at all. So the Taz at the end of Sukkot and Aleph in Yerideya there in Ayin Reish, in Siman Ayin Reish, Sukkot and Aleph, the Taz says that's against Rashi clearly. It's Rashi, because Rashi says that you will be able to say some kind of mitzvah, even if your kohen is sefer Torah. Michas Chinuch points out that the Ramah probably is samech on the Rambam. The Ramah is assuming like the Rambam. The Rambam will claim that the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is fulfilled through the ksiva, and the ksiva alone. So then if you're kohen min ashuk, you're not going to be able to say. Rashi was going with the Rosh and the Sefer HaChinuch. He felt that the mitzvah is really to own it, but maybe you have to do something active in order to acquire the Sefer Torah, to own it, to be able to be to learn from the Sefer Torah, to learn Torah with that Sefer. So Rashi claims you will be Yotze something as long as you do something active. And you buy the Sefer Torah, you can't be Yotze. The Ramah seems to be going with the Rambam, seems to be assuming that no, the mitzvah is the Ksiva. So that's why if you just buy a Sefer Torah in a shuk, you're not going to be Yotze because you haven't written a Sefer Torah. Yes?
Has the Rambam read Rav Nachas, the Lashon of Kechotet?
Chotef mitzvah min hashuk, according to the Rambam, is you're grabbing the mitzvah that someone else fulfilled, but it's not yours. You're grabbing his mitzvah, but it's not your mitzvah. That's how the Rambam understands. Another issue that the Achronim address about this mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah, whether it's the ma'aseh ksiva or owning the sefer Torah in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is what happens if you wrote the sefer Torah initially, but it's not in your possession anymore. You gave it up in some way. Let's say you were makdish it to a shul, you donated it to a shul. Well, let's say you sold the Sefer Torah. Let's say you were hard on cash and you sold the Sefer Torah. Do you have to write another Sefer Torah? Or do we say no? Once I fulfilled the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, it's it. It's over. For my lifetime, I did it once and that's it. The Michas Chinuch there in Osei quotes from the Torah Schaim, one of the Gedolei Achronim. The Torah Schaim in Sanhedrin on the Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis has a famous statement. He says that if someone is makdish a Sefer Torah to a Beis HaKnesses, or if a Sefer Torah gets lost, that's the other example he gives. He didn't sell it, but it got lost. The Torah Chaim says he has to write another Sefer Torah. Pesach Shuvin Yeridaya in Reishayin, in Tzivkot and Gimel, he quotes Achronim who argue that maybe you could be Yotze even if the Sefer Torah gets lost, or if you donated it, doesn't matter. Zok to Milchas Chinuch, what does the Torah Chaim hold? What do you think? Help me. Right. What does the Torah Chaim hold? Formulated? No? Torah Chaim must hold the mitzvah is what?
Ksiva.
The mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is ksiva, so once I've written the Sefer Torah, even if I lose possession of it, so what? Torah Chaim must hold the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah in order to enable the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in order to enable, to facilitate the learning of Torah. So if that's the mitzvah, then you have to own the Sefer Torah, b'chol rega v'rega. You have to own the Sefer Torah throughout your life. Some kind of Sefer Torah. According to the Rush, it doesn't have to be a Sefer Torah. It could be Svarim. But you have to have a library. You have to have some kind of Svarim that you can learn. So if you lose all your Svarim, Chalil, a person loses all his Svarim in a flood, he's got to go out and buy more Svarim. Because he can't fulfill the mitzvah of the Sefer Torah anymore. That's what the Torah Chaim seems to be saying. The Cholkim on the Torah Chaim, those posting with disagree with the Torah Chaim, they must assume that the mitzvah is fulfilled with my Siksiva. So if you've written the Sefer Torah, you've added Sefer Torah to the world. So even if you sell the Sefer Torah, if you donate the Sefer Torah, that shouldn't be a problem. What if the Sefer Torah gets lost? So now the Sefer Torah that you added to the world is no longer here. You have to write more. I don't know. Maybe we could define the mitzvah even more technically. As you have to write a Sefer Torah, you do your mitzvah. So if you wrote a Sefer Torah and you fulfilled your mitzvah, then, chalila, the Sefer Torah gets lost, it gets ruined, whatever, it has to be put into Seamus. That's not your fault. Not your problem. You did your mitzvah, and that's it. It's over. But certainly, if you understand that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to own the Sefer Torah to facilitate Talmud Torah, there's no question that if you donate the Sefer Torah that you wrote, or if you lost the Sefer Torah, then you're going to have to write another Sefer Torah. Yosef?
Where do we get the concept that it has to be your entire life?
But we're going to get to that further. But if you understand that Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have the Sefer Torah in order to learn with, so because there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah throughout one's life, then you have to own whatever svarim you need to be able to learn Torah throughout your life.
You make a part of it, you can't be yotzei the mekayim the mitzvah already?
I think you certainly will be mekayim the mitzvah on some level, but clearly the mitzvah of Bishlemusa is to be able to learn Torah every moment. Right? If the pasuk v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla applies to one's entire life, and still a person has to have the same Torah throughout his entire life in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Limud Torah throughout his entire life. Presumably. We're going to talk about that a little bit further. How about selling a Sefer Torah? So would you be able to... This is all part of this Torah's Chaim, right? Mechas Chinuch puts it all together. Donating a Sefer Torah, selling a Sefer Torah, losing the Sefer Torah, in all of these circumstances, you no longer have possession. So what's the halacha of Mechira Sefer Torah? So that's a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Chav Zayin says one is not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, but there are two exceptions. Lilmo Torah and Lisa Isha. Either to learn Torah or to get married. For those two purposes, one is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. So what kind of a halacha is this? What do you think? What kind of a halacha is this? The Rambam, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, formulates it in a very interesting way. The Rambam says, why is there an issa to sell Sefer Torah? Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Perek Yud Halacha Beis of Hilchos Sefer Torah. See, Hilchos Sefer Torah doesn't start with Perek Aleph. What happens is, in Chelek Ava, we find Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. So, stop. Right? Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. So it starts with Hilchos Tefillin, then it goes to Hilchos Mezuzah, then it goes to Sefer Torah. So Perek Aleph is Hilchos Tefillin, then it moves over to Hilchos Mezuzah somewhere in there. Where is that? Perek Hey. And then Perek Zayin starts Hilchos Sefer Torah. So it's Perek Yud, but it's really only the fourth Perek of Hilchos Sefer Torah. It happens to be the way that the Rambam broke it down. So the last Perek of Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam talks about general halachas relating to Sefer Torah, Kedusha Sefer Torah, Bizoyin Sefer Torah. So the Rambam in Halacha Beis writes as follows: Sefer Torah kosher nogim bo kedusha yisera v'kavu gadol v'osel adam limkar Sefer Torah afilu ein lo mayochal afilu hoylo svarim rabim. La'olam ein mochin sefer Torah ella l'shnei dvarim she'yilma Torah b'damav o she'yisa isha b'damav. So how does the Rambam preface this whole halacha? Well, what's the introduction? The Rambam says sefer Torah kosher nogim bo kedusha yisera v'kavu gadol. The issa to sell a sefer Torah seems to be a prat, seems to be a detail in what? The mitzvah of kedusha sefer Torah and bizayon sefer Torah. The issa to cause bizayon to the sefer Torah. It's a chelek of kedusha sefer Torah, kavod sefer Torah. It's not part of the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah itself. It has nothing really to do with the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. It's just once you have a chefza shel sefer Torah there, you have to be knowing bo kedusha, kedusha yisera. But the Rosh in the beginning of Ilcha Sefer Torah says something very different. Rosh says, after he's described that the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah requires that you have whatever svarim that you have, since through the Gemara and the Perushim will know the mitzvahs. So that's why the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh is to write chumashim and to have mishnayos and gemaras, etc. Says the Rosh, l'chein heimeim ha-svarim sha'odam etzuva l'kasvam v'gam lo l'machram im lo l'ilmo Torah v'lisa isha. Because the Gemaras and the Perushim and the Mishnayos and the Chamishachom Shetor is what we learn from, says the Rosh, these are the Svarim that you have to write, and you're not allowed to sell. So what's the Issa Mechira of the Sefer Torah according to the Rosh? What's it based on? Is it based on the Kedusha and the special cover that you have to give to a Sefer Torah? It doesn't sound like that. The Rosh is not discussing Kedusha Sefer Torah here. He's discussing what? The Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rosh seems to say that the Issa to sell a Sefer Torah is because you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah by selling it. That's what the Rosh seems to be saying. There are two exceptions. These two exceptions, Lisa Isha, Lilma Torah, they're so important that even though you will be mevatel the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, there's nothing you can do. There are certain mitzvahs, there are certain concepts in Judaism that trump others. So the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, as important as it is, it's not the same as Lisa Isha, it's not the same as learning Torah. Certainly, according to the Rosh, that makes a lot of sense. If the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn Torah, and you need a good Rebbe, and you're not going to be able to follow, you can't learn from the Svarim that you're buying without a Rebbe to teach you how to read properly and how to understand. So it doesn't make any sense to tell a person to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by buying the Svarim if you're not going to be able to learn from the Svarim. So it's logical. But the key is, the Issa Mechira, according to the Rosh, is not because of Kedusha of a Kavod Sefer Torah, but rather because it would be a bittul of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's the Rosh L'shitasa. Because the Rosh holds that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to own the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from the Sefer. So if you sell the Sefer, you're not going to have it anymore. And if you don't have it anymore, there's no way that you can fulfill the mitzvah. There's no way you can fulfill the tachlis of the mitzvah. The tachlis of the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah to be able to learn from. So if you don't have the Sefer Torah, it's lost. Right? It's the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah that you're going to fulfill with the Sefer Torah is lost. So clearly that's why you should not sell the Sefer Torah. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is in the Ksiva. It's fulfilled through the writings. If it's fulfilled through the writing, I did the mitzvah. So what that I won't have the Sefer Torah anymore? It shouldn't matter. I fulfilled the mitzvah. Once I fulfill the mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to lose it. So someone pointed out that the way that we're developing this idea of the Torah Schayim, whether being makdish a sefer Torah to a beis hakneses or to sell it stam, or if it's lost, are you still in fulfillment of your mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah? Do you have to somehow write another sefer Torah? So that focuses on how long does the sefer Torah have to remain in your possession? Yosef, I think he said, right? Right. How long does the sefer Torah have to remain in your possession? Does that mean in your possession lo lam void? Are you fulfilling the mitzvah b'chol rega v'rega or not? The Mechasenach talks about that as well. The Mechasenach in Os Yud, there in Mitzvah Taryag, the Mechasenach says, Lechora, depending on the mitzvah, should determine how many times or how, what's the time span for the fulfillment of this mitzvah. If you hold the mitzvah is fulfilled to ksiva, so a person has to do it one time in his life. That's it. It's a one-time mitzvah. It's a one-time event. Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs would certainly say you should try to do it as soon as you can. But if you didn't do it as soon as you can do it later. One time in your life, that's fine. That's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach is one time every year, if the Beis HaMikdash is standing. You don't have to do it more than one. Oh, one time. So this is not every year. It's one time in a person's life. That's it. It's a mitzvah. It's a one-time mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah, to be able to learn, Zok de Minchas Chinuch, he thinks that you have to have a Sefer Torah b'chol rega v'rega of a person's lifetime. Once he becomes a gadol, so he should buy svar. Right? He should have to buy svarim immediately. Right? Bar mitzvah boy gets money. Right? He has to go out and buy svarim. If some people give him svarim, that's even better. He doesn't have to go out and buy. He has some svarim to learn from. But it has to be svarim that he can learn from. You know, if you give him a shagasari for his bar mitzvah, it's not going to help him too much if he can't read the shagasari. So you should give him a chumash, a mishnah berurah, something that he can learn from. But l'chari, he should have to fulfill the mitzvah immediately. The Chassana says it's a pellet to him that people are not medactic in this. You know, they leave the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah for later. They don't necessarily buy Sfarim immediately when they become gedolim. They buy other things. It says, l'chari, if you hold the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah in order to have it so that you can learn Torah, l'chari, you have a kind of mitzvah b'chol rega v'rega. It starts the moment that the person becomes a gadol. Yes.
According to the Rambam, that it's usher to sell the Torah because it's a prat of kedusha at sefer Torah. So that makes a lot of sense because you're negating kedusha at sefer Torah when you sell the Torah. But according to the Rush, who's holding that it's usher to sell a sefer Torah just because it's a prat of ketiva at sefer Torah.
Because you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of ketiva sefer Torah.
It shouldn't be usher. It should just be once you do that, so you have to buy another one. Just like because otherwise the Torah's chaim should hold that if you give it to a shul, so it's usher to give it to a shul.
Shouldn't sell an old one to get a new one either. I mean, don't we have that idea also? You shouldn't sell like an old Sefer Torah to acquire a new one.
Right, but if you have a Sefer Torah, according to the Torah's Chaim, if you have two Sefer Torah, you can give one to a shul. Because you're not being mevatel.
You have two, but he would hold that it's usher if you have one to give it to a shul. Because you're being mevatel.
If you have one, is it usher to give it to the shul? Maybe what you should do is you should lend it to the shul. You're saying if a shul needs a Sefer Torah to read from, so you can lend it to the shul. It's still yours. It's still yours. Then the mitzvah is still yours. But if you hold like the Rush, it's only going to be yours. You'll still only fulfill the mitzvah if you're going to use that Sefer Torah to learn from. If you're going to give it to the shul, it's going to stay in the Aron Kodesh and they're going to read from it. But you're going to have nothing to do with it. I mean, you'll fulfill whatever mitzvah you go to that shul also. Right? The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah you certainly will fulfill. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah you're not going to fulfill that way. Unless you actually use the Sefer Torah. But if you have other Svarim, the same would hold true. According to the Rosh, Bezman HaZeh, if I have a library full of Svarim and I happen to write a Sefer Torah and I had it in my possession, I can donate it to a shul. What's the problem? I'll still fulfill the mitzvah with the Svarim that I have in my library. Yes?
According to Shach's understanding of the Rosh, would it be good to, let's say, to acquire a new Svarim, can I sell my Svarim in order to acquire a new Svarim? Like, let's say I learned these Svarim and I went through them, so now I want to buy a new Svarim.
Why not? So I think so. You're saying, but it's going to be a moment that I'm selling it and I'm not going to have it. Mechira would be okay, because then I'm selling it to get new Svarim. And if the whole purpose is to facilitate Talmud Torah, I am facilitating. Because if not, I'm not going to... Chazor is a very important thing, but I have to learn new also, right? So, I have to do Chazor appropriately, but then I have to have the new Svarim to be able to continue. Yes, Gabriel.
So when we say that you should go and buy a Svarim immediately, we're saying that's kiyum of mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah.
Right, because if the kiyum of the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, according to the Sefer Achinuch and the Rosh, is really to own the sefer Torah to facilitate learning, then you have to buy the svarim. You have to buy the svarim in order to be outside.
So you have to go and actively buy svarim, or could you get svarim and be mekayem that way? So do you have to go and actively do like a maisa?
You're saying if someone gives it to you b'matana,
yeah,
that's like Yerusha, right? So according to Rashi, right, maybe it's better to actually go buy your own. Mm-hmm. Right, because Rashi says the active, you should try to do something active. I don't know if everyone would say that that's absolutely necessary, but you should do something active. Buy a little bit. You can get the Yerusha or get the Matana, but you should do You should do the mitzvah actively also. Go out and buy your own.
Unless Tam Torah is being facilitated,
right,
whether you have it or not,
right,
whether you go and
right. So that's the question. Even if Tam Torah is being facilitated, do you say that the mitzvah has to be b'kum v'aseh, and if not, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah? You will fulfill the mitzvah of Tam Torah, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Do you say no? The whole purpose of the Ksivas Sefer Torah is to learn. So if I have the svarim and I'm learning from the svarim, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. The two are really connected. They're linked. How linked are they? Are they linked completely, or are they linked somewhat, but not completely? If they're only linked somewhat, you could still say that you have to do something active in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Even without this active involvement, I can be yod to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah just as well. That's a question. I'm not sure what the answer is. Maybe Rashi would say that you should do something active. It's not clear that the Chinuch and the Rosh would actually agree to that prat. Yes?
How do you know that the mitzvah to only see the Torah also includes other svarim as well?
The Rosh said that. We had at the beginning of the Shia, the Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah, at the very beginning he said, Bizman Azeh, the mitzvah has changed a little bit, because since we don't learn from Sifrei Torah, and the purpose of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to be able to learn, so therefore one fulfills the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah bizman hazeh by buying svar. Okay, that's the Rosh's tremendous chiddush. Okay, one final question, one final issue that the poskim addressed that might be related to this question as well, whether the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is fulfilled through the Maaseh Ksiva or through the owning of the Sefer so that you can learn Torah. That is the issue of noshim. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos at the end of the Minyan, at the end of his count of Mitzvos Haseh, so the Rambam lists off many different mitzvahs that women are pturas from. He goes through the Sefer HaMitzvos, the whole Minyan HaMitzvos that he had before, the Minyan of the Mitzvos Haseh, and he tells you which mitzvahs women are pturas from. So in the middle of that list, he says, Mitzvah Yud Ches, the 18th mitzvah, the mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah, Nashim are pturas from. They point out from the Rambam and Hilchos Sefer Torah, you also get that impression, because the Rambam says, Mitzvah says, I'll call Ish V'ish Miyisroel, call Ish V'ish. He doesn't say, call Ish V'isha. So the Rambam clearly seems to say that the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is only on men, not on women. The Shagasari and Simon Lamed Hey, yes, how could that be? We know women are Jewish as well. Women are mitzvos and all mitzvos I say shalom as mangrah. Any mitzvos I say that are not dependent on time, women are chayavos. So why should nashim be pturas from ksivas sefer Torah? It's not zman grama. It should be like any other mitzvah I say shalom as mangrah. The nashim are chayavos. Peladik akashi. So the Shagasai initially wants to say maybe the Rambam who holds that it's a mitzvah only al kol ish v'ish, it's only a mitzvah on men. Maybe he holds like the Rush. Maybe the Ram holds like the Rush that the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, let's take this slow, right? The mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to own the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn Torah. And says the Shagasai, since Noshim Apturos from Limud HaTorah, they're not mitzvos in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're Apturos in the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah as well. That's what the Shagasai suggests to try to explain the Rambam. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tayyad says that mitzvah zu noheges rak bizcharim shein chayavim b'talmud Torah. In the chinuch, it works out beautifully. Right? The chinuch says the purpose of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to facilitate Talmud Torah. So the chinuch says, because women are pturas from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're pturas from the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah as well. Zok the Shagasai, maybe that's what the Rambam meant, that's why he parted women. Ksivas Sefer Torah is the mitzvah say shalom as man gramas, and Hashem really should be chayavos, but since it's linked to Talmud Torah, and women are pturas from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so therefore, they can't be included within the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ad kan tevarov. With the Yisov. But the Shagasai is not finished. The Shagasai, yes, he says it's difficult. It's a nice daher, it's a nice vart, he says. But he's not sure that it's right. He says, because first of all, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Mem Zayin, in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, the last halacha, Sif Yudalit of Simen Mem Zayin, we'll have to get to it in Mitzvah tomorrow, because we'll talk about this Shulchan Aruch a little bit more. The Shagasai says, look, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that women have to make a Birchas HaTorah. When women learn, they make a Birchas HaTorah as well. The Magen Avram there quotes from the Ogur, one of the Rishonim, that the reason why women make a Birchas HaTorah is because they don't have a full mitzvah of Talmud Torah like men, but they have a partial mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn those halakim of Torah, those parts of Torah that they are obligated in. They have to learn Ilchas Nida and Ilchas Shabbos and Ilchas Chala. They have to learn a lot. The men have to learn more, and the men have to learn kochim and other things that are not lamaisa, but the women certainly have to learn whatever's lamaisa for them, it's quite a bit. Quite a bit. Zokta Magen Avram, that's why women have to say a Berachas HaTorah, because they really are mitzvos in the midst of Talmud Torah. In the chalokim of Torah, that they're shayach to, in the parts of Torah that apply to them. So says the Shagas Aryeh, how can I tell you that women are pturus in the midst of Ksiva Seva Torah because they're not mechuyavos in the midst of Talmud Torah? It's just poshut not true. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that noshim make a Berachas HaTorah seems to indicate, the way that the poskim explain, seems to indicate that they actually are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at least partially. So they're obligated at least partially in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They should have to write the Sefer Torah in order to have the Sefer Torah, to learn those parts of the Sefer Torah that they're obligated to know. That's the Shagasai's Kasha. So he leaves it B'tzarachin, he doesn't know exactly what the answer is. He suggests other things, but this is his best theory. This is the theory he likes. He liked the theory, but he had a very difficult kasha on that theory. Meaning the theory of the Shagasai was that the Rambam holds Noshim of Turis in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah because they're not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. The problem he has is that if the Shulchan Aruch claims that Noshim make a Birchas HaTorah, Mistama, that means that they're obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah at least somewhat. That's a big assumption. That's what we're going to have to talk about tomorrow. Can you explain this mechaber any differently? Maybe they're obligated to make a Berachas HaTorah even if they have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah whatsoever. We'll have to talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. But that's the Pashup Pshat. That's certainly one approach that the Ogur has. The Ogur itself has three different approaches, which Mitzvah Shem will get to. But the Shagasayah says, if you take the Magen Avraham, who explains the Shulchan Aruch this way, that they make a Berachas HaTorah because they're obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it comes out strange. They make a Berachas HaTorah, but yet they're not obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah. Why? Why should that be? They should be obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah because they're obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah, at least partially. But we have an even bigger question with this theory. And that is, we posited for the last 45 minutes that the Rambam argues with the Rosh. The Rambam doesn't hold that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is focused on Talmud Torah. It's independent. It's independent. The mitzvah is the Ma'aseh Ksiva. So the mitzvah is the Ma'aseh Ksiva. It shouldn't matter whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or not. Of course there should be a chayav in this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, say, shalom hazman grama. So nashim should be chayav in it. It's not time dependent. What's the difference between this and any other mitzvah that nashim are generally chayav in? If it's man grama, they'll be part of it. If it's lo hazman grama, it should be chayav. And this mitzvah is lo hazman grama. The mitzvah is the ma'aseh ksiva, according to the Rambam. Don't tell me the Rambam is like the Rosh. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Rosh. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Rosh. That's the simple pshat in the Rambam. Some try to make a kugel. They say maybe they're in Sveidinim in the Rambam, but the Pashup Shana in the Rambam is not like that. Pashup Shana in the Rambam is that he holds the mitzvah as the ksiva. So the mitzvah is the ksiva, the question comes back. Forget about the Shulchan Aruch, Birchas HaTorah. Okay, it's a nice kasha, the Shagasai. You know, if you're standing online at the calf, you can talk to someone behind you about that. It's a good kasha. But there's a simpler kasha here. The simpler kasha is the Rambam argues with the Rosh. Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is an independent mitzvah. It's unrelated to Talmud Torah. So it doesn't matter whether women are obligated in Talmud Torah or not. They still should be obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah because the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Ksiva. The Mechas Chinuch and the Beis HaLevi offer a different answer. They suggest, you know why the Rambam left out women from Ksiva Sefer Torah? B'davka, because the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is in the Ksiva. Yep. It's in the Ksiva. And that's why women are not going to be included. Why? Can women write a Sefer Torah? What would happen if a woman wrote a Sefer Torah? What's the status of that Sefer Torah? Now, Loch is the Sefer Torah is possible. Sefer Torah has to be written by a male. How do we know this? The Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Mem Hei, is talking about the writing of tefillin, creating different chafotzim of mitzvah, chefetz mitzvah. The Gemara there writes, the Chazal Dashan from the Pasuk, from the Drosha, I should say, Ukshartam Uchsavtam are two words used back to back in two different Sukkim, so we make some kind of a Drosha, Hekish. Ukshartam Uchsavtam, Kol Sheyeshna Bekshira Yeshna Beksiva, Vakol Sheyeno Bekshira Eino Beksiva. Whoever is Mitzuv in the Mitzvah of Hanochas Tfilin can write Tfilin. And whoever is not Mitzuv in Tfilin can't write Tfilin. So a woman is possible for Ksivas Tfilin. Woman is possible for ksivas tefillin. Similarly, she's possible for ksivas mezuzah. Chsavtam ha-mezuzahs be'secha. that pasuk is talking about mezuzah. So we use the word of chsavta to tell me that she's even possible for writing the tefillin, but certainly she should be possible for writing mezuzah as well. Mezuzah and tefillin are back to back. So this halacha, this drash of Akshatim Achsavtam tells me that whoever is not a bar kshira can't write tefillin nor mezuzah. And the Gemara also assumes that they can't write Sefer Torah either. Once you have tefillin and mezuzah coming together, so Sefer Torah is really the same halacha, right? It's kisvei hakodesh, just like mezuzah and tefillin. So if they can't write tefillin or mezuzah, they can't write Sefer Torah either. So say the Minchas Tanach and the Beis HaLevi, think about it. If a woman were to write the Sefer Torah would be possible. So how can we obligate her in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah? We're going to obligate her to write a Sefer Torah, but there's no value to her writing the Sefer Torah. So what are you going to tell me? She should have to hire someone, she should have to hire a shliach, a sofer, to be her shliach, to be her proxy, to write a Sefer Torah? We have a general principle that milsa de'iu lo matzi ovid, the shliach lo matzi mashvi. Something that a person can't do themselves, they can't make a shliach. There has to be a relationship between Mishalech and Shliach. So if the woman herself couldn't do it, what koach is she giving to the sofer? She can't be Moser koach. So if a man wants to be Mekadosh a woman, so he has the koach to be Mekadosh himself, he can make the Shliach. His proxy to be Mekadosh the woman, he has all the koach of the Baal. So if the woman herself can't write a Sefer Torah, because if she were to write it, the Sefer Torah would be possible. So what gives her the ability to make the sofer a Shliach to write a Sefer Torah on her behalf? To say the Minchas Tanach and the Beis HaLevi, that's exactly why the Rambam exempted women from the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. But dafka because he holds the mitzvah is limited to the ma'isa ksiva, and women aren't shayach to the ksiva of sefer Torah. They can't write the sefer Torah because if they were to write it, it would be posel, so they can't be chayav in the mitzvah. You can't obligate them to make a sofer into a shliach for them, because it doesn't make any sense. There's no relationship between the Isha and the Sofer. If she is lo matzi of it, if she can't do it herself, she can't make a shliach for that ma'isa either. Now, the truth is, the Shagasai was sensitive to this idea. He raised this notion as well. But the Shagasai was troubled. By what? Did you get the chance to see the Shagasai? Which mitzvah was he troubled with? Mezuzah. Shagasai says, women are obligated in mezuzah. Gemara says women are obligated in mezuzah, and yet they can't write mezuzah. So how could that be? How could they be obligated in the midst of mezuzah even if they can't write the mezuzah? You just said that we have to connect the two. That something that if kisvei hakodesh have to be written, and someone is incapable of writing it, so then you can't be mitzvah him in the creation of that. You can't be mitzvah him in that mitzvah. So why are women mitzvahs in the midst of mezuzah? It says the Shagasai, apparently there is no such linkage. Just because a person can't create the chefza doesn't mean they're not obligated to hire someone else to write the chefza for them. If that's true for mezuzah, it should be true for Sefer Torah as well. The Shagasai recommends, he suggests what the Minchas Tanach and the Beis HaLevi say, but he rejects it because he says mezuzah is the proof that that's far as wrong. Just because a person can't create the chefza doesn't mean they're not obligated to ensure that the chefza is created by someone else. So if it's true by mezuzah, it should be true by Sefer Torah as well. The Beis HaLevi says, no. Uh-huh. There's something wrong here. Beis HaLevi says there's a big difference between mezuzah as opposed to Sefer Torah. What's the mitzvah of mezuzah? What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the writing of the mezuzah? Says the Beis HaLevi, no. The mitzvah is to put up the mezuzah on the home, or I should better say, to live in a home with the mezuzah. Some of the poskim say that if you move into a home with mezuzahs on the doorways, you should make a bracha. We don't pass in that way. But there are some poskim that say that you should do that. Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think, says this in Hilchas Mezuzah. Others talk about it. So that, even though we don't pass in that way, but that shita just points to the fact that the mitzvah is not the writing of the mezuzah, it's living in the home of the mezuzah. Not even kviyas mezuzah. We say lekva mezuzah, that's because that's the ma'isa mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah is not the putting up of the mezuzah in the home. It's living in the home with the mezuzah. Zok the Beis HaLevi, that's why women are mitzvos in the mitzvah of mezuzah. They are mitzvos to live in a home that has a mezuzah. They might not be able to create the chetz of mezuzah, but so what? They're still mitzvos to live in a home with a mezuzah. But he says, what's the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? Not to live in a home with a sefer Torah. Right? The mitzvah is writing the sefer Torah, creating the sefer Torah. So says the Beis HaLevi, the mitzvah is the creation of the sefer Torah, then we can understand why women should be pturos in the mitzvah, because they can't create the chetzah. They're psulos to create the chetzah. So if they're possible to create the chafetz, then it doesn't make any sense that they should be obligated in that mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. So it's different. The Shagasai wanted to say that from Mezuzah you see that the Beis Halev, that the Minchas Chinuch's answer, he doesn't quote him by name, but that suggestion that if women are incapable of creating a chefetz of Sefer Torah, so therefore they can't be obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, they can't be obligated even to get a sofer to write a Sefer Torah. So he wants to say that from Mezuzah you see that's not true, that they are obligated in the mitzvah of Mezuzah even though they can't create the chefetz of Mezuzah. So the Beis Halevi says, no, don't reject my yesod based on Mezuzah. Mezuzah is different because they're the mitzvahs to live in the home with the Mezuzah. So even someone who can't create the chefetz is still mechuyev in the mitzvah. But here, if the whole mitzvah is the creation of the chefetzah, and the psulos in the creation of the chefetz, they can't create that chefetzah, so it doesn't make any sense to obligate them in the mitzvah of ksiva, since if they were to create that chefetzah would taka be possible.